Independent Living Center Policy Chief Todd Varwerk is aware of the history because the first priority of the center when it opened was to get access for all to the council floor. That was in 1980. He may have been the first person to use the handicapped elevator, testing it before the dedication ceremony. The speaker for the event was Mount Olive Baptist Church Pastor William Gillison. Speaking on the council floor from his wheelchair, Gillison spoke of before the elevator.
I can remember not too long ago sitting up here with an issue that was dear to my heart while others spoke on my behalf because I couldn't get to this floor. You don't understand what this elevator means until you're in the place where I am.
Gillison says he's been in that wheelchair for the last 5 years. The elevator was installed because Council President Darius Pridgen pushed it through, pushing City Hall leaders to figure out how to maintain the landmark chamber and let all citizens in. The $600,000 elevator comes up one floor from a corner of the city comptroller's office. Mike DeHusband, WBFO News.